Welcome to Her Voice, created by Ms. Shamia Miller and Shonda Seely here on the Fuse Box. And again, my special host today is Ms. Renee Jennings and D. Neal. Hey, sister.
Hey.
How y'all doing today?
Good.
All right, that's what I'm talking about, and I'd like to hear. Our special guest today is also Mr. Chili Chill, who is also our engineer and DJ. And man, I have so much respect for this man and just what he's done in history. He is a part of history. So we're welcoming you, Chill. What's up, Chill?
All right, how you feeling?
I'm good. I wanted you to tell the Her Voice listeners a little bit about yourself.
Basically, I'm an original Lynch Mob member, producer of Ice Cube was America's Most Wanted, Death Certificate, Kill at Will, Jacking for Beats, of course, Yo-Yo, Dub C, RBX, Snoop, so many people to name.
Wow, that's hot. You gotta listen. Before I let my sister jump in and ask you some questions, can you please tell our listeners what made you as a man want to be a part of Her Voice, let alone engineer and just backing us the way that you are and it is for a show for women?
Well, I mean, besides the engineering and all that, being a DJ for it, basically so women's voices can get heard. So, I mean, I like the things that you guys were doing, what you guys were saying, and you guys' views, and the topics you guys basically were discussing.
I appreciate that.
So that's what made me basically want to fall in.
That's why he wants to hear us.
Well, you know, Her Voice.
And I urge all the ladies, you got a man on the phone telling you the man's side of the story, so take notes and listen. And don't be biased. Don't think about your ex-boyfriends that you couldn't stand and every man that ever did you wrong. This is a man. We wouldn't have him on here if he wasn't a good man. So listen and take some notes.
So I mean, I support women because I love women, so it's automatic.
Being as though you have done so much in the hip-hop industry yourself, how do you relate to, like, a lot of the material that you get sometimes? It's kind of disrespectful to women, I mean, and I'm sure we've all heard it. I mean, how do you relate to that? I mean, being as though you feel the way you feel about the topic that we approach and, you know, the aspect that we're trying to put out of women being positive and taking care of themselves. When you hear some of the music and some of the artists that you, you know, do produce for, I mean, is it difficult for you to, you know, produce for them knowing the content of the material?
Well, not necessarily. I mean, I really don't even look at it like that because my views and their views are two different things. So how I see things and how they see things, there's really not too much you can say. I mean, for them, it basically would be, it may be their reality to a certain point, or it may be something that they may just cash in just to see, just to do with the next man or the next
person. And now, thinking about, you know, your point of view and their point of view, when you see brothers doing these things and you know the content of the lyrics and it is reflective of their mentality, whether it is just to sell a record or if it's, you know, that's just how they think and how they view women, do you try to influence them to do things a little differently?
I mean, you can suggest all kinds of things, but you can't make a person do something unless you're going to do that at gunpoint, and at the same time the record companies are backing them and behind them and put money behind them. So even if I just disassociated myself and just say, okay, I'm not gonna do this project because they're calling this female a bitch or calling this female a hoe or whatever, you know, whatever the situation was, it's always gonna be somebody that's either gonna take my place that has either an equal name as me or a higher name as me. So either way, the project's gonna get done. So it would have to be, to just take an impact like that to change the game, it would have to be a number of people who was against that to step up to the plate and say, okay, we're not having this.
Do you think that should start with women, since we are the ones who, you know, we're talking about we're being exploited? This is what the guys are saying, but at the same time, you know, we're dancing to those songs, we're up in the videos, you know, we're trying to be up in the VIP with them, these same people who we leave and say are exploiting us.
Well, it would have to start with the women, because if the women are the main people that's defending them, I mean, you have some women that it fits that category and some women that it doesn't, but even the women where they fit in that category, if they don't want to necessarily hear that and they feel it's a disrespect, then they need to step up to the plate along with the women who are not put in that category, they need to step up to the plate also, and they need to do it as one unit to say, okay, we're not having this. We're not going to jump in this video. We're not going to be disrespected. We don't want to be shown like that. We don't want to be talked to like that. So, I mean, it starts point A with the woman.
That's right. That's right, too. Listen, sisters, this is a man speaking. That's right. That is real, what you just said. That is so true.
I mean, without that, you don't have anything. It has to do that. There's no reason to complain if you're not going to do anything to solve the problem.
That's very true. So, Chill, let me ask you, how did you actually get into producing?
I started off DJing first. So I've been DJing since I was like in elementary school, fourth and fifth grade. So from DJing to basically doing 4 and 8-track mixes to just finally saying, okay, let me try to do this. When I didn't have a drum machine, I would either go back and forth with turntables to make little beats out of that, from just saying, okay, let me go buy a drum machine. From buying a drum machine to basically just doing beats and just basically practice make perfect.
And have you seen a change in like the of course in hip hop as far as like the music and the content from when you first started until now? Has it gotten worse or has it gotten better?
Well, I mean, from the beginning everything was pure and raw at that time. So it really wasn't a lot of censorship at the time, during the time we first started, so you could get away with a lot of stuff. And even when they censored it, it was like, okay, wow, okay, now you're starting a new trend. So we basically set the rules of the game. We was basically examples, was made examples out of. So we set all the stakes for that as far as starting the game to do this, to express what we felt on records and all that at that time. So like the situation right now is basically like a rewrite. It's like we're back in time again. The stuff they're doing now in 2006 basically is a lot of stuff they was doing back in the 80s,
right?
Just with a little bit more swing to it. But they're taking like, a lot of rappers are taking like music from the 80s, which we did at that time also. We took music from the 60s and music from the,
how do you feel 80s. Now that when you turn on the radio, it's basically the same handful of songs being played?
I really don't even listen to the radio. Well, I listen to oldies before I listen to the radio because they play the same thing.
And so neither do I. I'm like, you know what? I can't do this. I cannot listen to the radio. Do you think that our artists have lost originality and they're not really bringing things from themselves? Because when you guys started out, you were coming from the heart. You were expressing yourself. And it seems like now, instead of the fans being how can I say, like a slave to the artist, meaning like, okay, you give me this, I'm feeling it, I'm liking it, thank you. The artists are saying, okay, well, we're going to do what we think is going to work instead of coming from the heart.
Well, I mean, some of the artists feel that they're coming from the heart, but I mean, it basically falls on all the original people. I mean, including myself, that's what we use my voice, my opinions, and the facts so much, but it falls on all the original godfathers of that era, because they have to step up to the plate, to stand up, to be like, okay, this is what we have to teach the younger generation. It's no different than parenting. You have to teach the younger generation to guide them, so they'll know what it is. So if the older generation, which are the veterans in the game, we all veterans, if the veterans, they don't do anything to teach the younger ones who are trying to become veterans, then they're lost, so they can't think of topics. So all they're going to do is repeat what has already been done.
That is so true. That's why I said we need our salt and pepper and our Queen Latifah that you stated earlier, Chill, before when we discussed this. Because Queen Latifah with Unity and salt, it was about respect in Nextel. Rappers to me in the 80s and 90s, now you half naked. I mean, no disrespect to my sisters, Lil' Kim, Trina, and all. Do your thing, make your money, however, but it's a respect thing, too. And women, it's just a different era to me. I have more, I should say, respect, which is real. I'm just keeping it real. With female rappers, like the Salt and Peppers and the Queen Latifahs and the Sister Soldiers and Missy, I have to give props to Missy, because like I said, to take your clothes off, it ain't even about talent no more. You're not even having, want people to listen to your lyrics because they're not even listening to what you're saying when you have naked on video.
Yeah, and you got
but
the
you know,
yo-yo.
To me, I see maybe a little bit of that coming back. Like, you guys may not agree with me, but Shauna,
That girl is hot.
No, I give mad props to her.
Naked, and she's talking. Her first album, it didn't do what it should have did. I listened to her album, I was blown, and I'm so waiting for this one to come out. I don't know when it's gonna hit, and I keep asking for everybody, when is it coming?
Take it back further than that, Lauren Hill. I mean,
exactly.
Good one, Rena.
Got that Get It Nobody's video, and that's the new bitch.
And she went platinum, multi-platinum at that, right?
Yes.
But see, chill, even you, same thing working with Yo-Yo, right, chill? Yo-Yo started the, what was it?
IBWC. Yeah,
Intelligent Black Women Coalition.
Yep, she still have it going on now. She has a lot of sponsors. She's doing her thing.
Women that you work with, do you feel as though now women are more respected in the industry? Because I know at a point in time, especially like when Ice Cube first came out and a lot of other of the rappers like Eazy-E, like, you know, female rappers didn't really get that much respect. It was like, okay, yeah, you're cool, but, you know, you're not like a lot of the female rappers that we have now.
Well, the game has changed, you know, to a certain degree. You feel a lot of women that's
through
it right now had to basically fight to get in the door at that time. And then a lot of them use sexuality to get in the door.
Hello? Exactly. Yeah, exactly. You're right. I totally agree with you.
Yeah.
Kill, good point. Very good point taken. Because, like I said, that's the respect that I had as well as Yo-Yo. You working close to her. Are you guys doing anything chill coming up soon? Work with Yo-Yo. Who are you getting ready to work with now?
I got a lot of groups. I have a female solo artist named Shakira right now I'm working on. Also, we're working on Yo-Yo album right now. To knock her stuff out, she should be releasing. She also doing her thing Okay Day every single morning, so you can check her
so
out.
So you busy?
Yeah.
I'm very busy.
I got Cool Keith 7ville project coming out. And I'm doing with different artists that's on it, like Corrupt, Daz, late Rick James, Ike Turner.
Ike Turner.
You trying to help Ike?
Eat the cake anime.
Ooh, that's a blast from the past for real.
The anime you die, I kill you, Ike.
So what's that like still working with Ike Turner?
He's still around kicking. I mean, he cool. He's not exactly how they portrayed him in the movie.
Oh, God.
So,
all right.
Personally, it's something totally different.
Okay.
Whatever he did then, I couldn't, you know.
That's right. You're right.
Yeah.
That's right.
We're in the now right now.
Yep.
Exactly.
We're waiting to see what's going on with him. Well, you know what, chill? It was so good talking to you.
As it always is, the hardest man in show business.
And having a man representing for the females.
And that's why I have so much love for him. The fact that he's engineering and DJing, ladies. And my brother. So don't be hating on my brother, chill. Because y'all like, oh, man, you know, don't sell out or anything like that, chill. Because you know you're going to get brothers, you know, saying something to you. And hopefully Cube, Nim, Cool, Shorty, all y'all, what's up? You know, but he doing it for us big. And we appreciate him so much for the engineer DJ. He's doing strictly for a female show, and for a brother to be backing us like that, we have mad props, love, and respect.
Exactly. Well, look out. We got a Lynch Mob album that we're doing also.
Reunion.
Besides the fact the Cube album's dropping, what, June the 6th?
Yep.
We getting Cube. We getting the Lynch Mob. Oh, my God.
So, Nami, he putting his project out on Lynch Mob Records, and then we doing a Lynch Mob album also, which is separate from his project.
Okay. So we're going to be on the lookout for that. You guys be on the lookout for that.
You can also look for the Chili Chill Hood Mix Volume number 3.
It's hot. I have several copies.
It's hot. The volume 1 and the volume 2 is out. The volume 3 is up and coming. So
where can our listeners get that? Is there a site for them to go to and get it? Or
You can check it out on WC Riders on www.rydazriders.com.
Okay.
And y'all go cop that, pick that up. And thanks again, chill, for tuning in. My special guest, Ms. Renee Jennings. Always a pleasure, Ms. D. Neal. And thank you guys so much for tuning in again to Her Voice, created by Ms. Shamia Miller, myself, Shonda Seeley. And we thank you again, Mary, man, for this such a blessing. Thank you, sister. And chill, thanks again.
No problem.
And everybody, any comments, questions, anything, hit us up, www.myspace.com, her_voice.com. God bless.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
Thank you. Tune in next week.
Hey, yeah, chill, I'm out.